Welcome to The Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Life is unpredictable and many times inexplainable. So how can a believer maintain a consistent walk with the Lord? Today we are joined by evangelist Bobby Bosler, who has learned through personal experience how to handle even the toughest of trials. Listen as he explains what to do when the wheels fall off.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. I and my son David have flown up here to be present for the Victory Conference coming up here this week, which, by the way, if you've never heard of the Victory Conference, I would really encourage you to get onto the internet to victoryconf.org and check out what's going to be happening here this year. It's still not too late to register. Pastors and other folks from all over the country and the world are coming to hear revival preaching. There's a sense in which the heartbeat behind the Victory Conference is very similar to the heartbeat behind The Generation. It's just geared towards all age ranges and pastors and other laymen in the church. But if you're able to come and join us for Victory Conference, we'd love to have you. But the purpose of my podcast here today, and I won't be long, but you know, it's occurred to me that as you and I are on our journey of faith, and our desire to live a life of total dependence upon the Lord and total surrender to Him, sometimes things just plain get hard. Now, there could be a couple of reasons for that. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Sometimes the difficulties in our lives are because God is chastening us, because there's something that's come into our lives that we know is wrong. We've been justifying it, though, in our minds, and God's trying to wake us up. However, there are other times in our lives when we're just plain trying to do the right thing, trying to serve the Lord the best we know. Our life is right before God. The best we know, there are not things that displease Him in our lives. And of course, we're never perfect this side of heaven. But the best that we know, we're doing right. We're walking with Him. We're surrendered to Him. We're trusting Him. And then the wheels fall off on our life. Has this ever happened to you? I am probably speaking to a few young people. You kind of feel like this, good night, seriously, I'm trying to live my life for Jesus. I'm trying to live in dependence on Him. God, why is everything falling apart in my life right now? Well, I've got good news for you. Sometimes God doesn't bring difficult things into our lives because we've done something wrong. Sometimes He brings them into our lives because we're doing something right. In the book of James in chapter 1, verse 2, the scripture says, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations." Now that's not the way we normally think. When hard things come into our lives, the last thing we typically think of is, hey, this is great. But He gives us a reason why. In the next verse, He says, "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." Now, if you just look plainly at those two verses, falling into diverse temptations, as far as conceptually, is parallel to the trying of your faith. So in other words, when when the wheels fall off in our lives, when the axle gets bent on your trailer, so to speak, when you're in the midst of a gospel campaign and you come down with the flu, when every part of your paper research for your class gets deleted and there is no autosave, you can rejoice because God's trying to take you to the next level. God's trying to expand your faith, your dependence on Him. It's like this. You want to be a part of the generation. You want to live a life of total surrender. And God knows that you want that. And so what God's going to be doing is, just mark my words, God's going to say, okay, he's doing great right now, or she's doing great right now. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to give them a shot in the arm for their faith. How does God do that, you say? He lets the wheels fall off of our life. And it's during those times where we get on our faces before the Lord, where we seek his face, we depend upon his grace. And even though sometimes we don't feel it, though sometimes the feeling is completely absent, all there is numbness. On the other side, when we have depended on the Lord and continued to trust him and count on him for the deliverance, we'll see God was there all along. In verse 4 here in chapter 1 of James, he says, but let patience have her perfect work. There is a great temptation to shortcut this process. A couple of different ways that you can shortcut the process. God's putting you into a situation where the water's boiling, where the sea is raging, the winds are howling, and here's our temptation. Run away. Get out of the situation. But I want you to know that's not going to help your faith. All that's going to teach you is when life gets rough, run. And that's not, I guarantee you, the lesson that God is trying to teach you. No, God says, let patience have her perfect work. And the implication there is stay where God has put you. Stay where you're supposed to be. Continue in dependence upon Jesus to do what you know you're supposed to do. And the whole net result of this process, the process of here we are, we're just serving the Lord, doing what God wants us to do, depending upon him. God lets the wheels fall off. We may be tempted to run. We may be tempted to question or complain, but instead we say, all right, Lord, I know you're doing something, so I'm going to instead rejoice, and I'm going to stay under this situation. The net result is given in the end of verse 4, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. You see, young people, God wants your faith to be complete. He wants your faith to be mature. He wants your faith to be, as the army says, all that it can be. And so God's going to work on you, and it's going to be good. I've recently been through some challenging times, to be honest with you, the past several weeks. I don't need to go into all the details, but it has been a challenge. It's been tough. But you know what? As I stand here looking forward to this conference, as we've got a number of young people that have been saved, though yes, there have been challenges. Yes, there's been sickness. Yes, things have not worked out the way that I thought or hoped exactly they were going to work out at the time. I do know this. God is good, and he's faithful. And he's still got a great plan for my life. And there are fruitful days ahead. There are days ahead where God's going to come down and he's going to do supernatural, great, and mighty things. Because I know my God. And my God is good and he is great. And my job isn't to be great. My job is to continue depending on the Lord. My job is to continue doing what he told me to do. The temptation is to run, and I just want you young people to know, when things go bad, when the wheels fall off in your life, God's actually getting closer to you. He's actually even more interested in you and your faith than he was when things were going great. So take courage, young people. Do not be discouraged, but instead rejoice and depend upon the Lord and stay where he's put you, and God will only increase that total dependence that I know is your heart cry as you desire to live a life of dependence and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit TheGeneration.org. That's TheGeneration.org.